Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Show, we have Congresswoman Mary Miller with us. Happy New Year to you, Congresswoman. Thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. It's great to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited about a new year and all the opportunities in front of us.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an incredible year. I've seen a lot of what the president has said is going to happen in 2026. You were able to, along with your coworkers there in Congress, to get the big, beautiful bill done in 2025. I think that's going to set in a powerful way for taxpayers this year. Tell us what the House Republicans, with their very slim majority, are looking to do in this in 2026.
Well, President Trump yesterday showed himself very strong and impassioned and, of course, funny, too. But what he's wanting us to do is to promote the great policies that he got elected on. And obviously, he and we have helped him secure our border and advance law and order in our country. So they're fighting us every step of the way. They criticize from the sidelines, but President Trump is delivering results, and we are there to help him. So obviously we're working on funding bills right now and hopefully another reconciliation bill.
Are we going to have a government shutdown at the end of January?
No, I don't think so.
You're not worried about it?
I'm focusing on getting things done right now.
Yeah. I think healthcare obviously was the main stumbling obstacle for Democrats. That's what they said, at least. I think they wanted to just screech everything to a halt in 2025. But those healthcare premiums, nobody voted to extend the subsidies to the Affordable Care Act that the Democrats passed and had sunset in 3 years. That was all in the Democrats. It sunsetted. What's the answer? What are the Republicans doing for Americans and healthcare in this spending bill, but also throughout the course of this year?
Yes. Well, first of all, I call it the Unaffordable Care Act or Obamacare. And I believe 8% of Americans use that. But all Americans are struggling with the price of health care. And President Trump's ideas, and I support them, is that we have more competition, that we can allow people to buy health care over their state borders, that they can have coalitions together and purchase health care. I think even with Obamacare, we want the money to go to the person instead of to the insurance companies. The insurance companies became wildly enriched under the Unaffordable Care Act.
Mm. Yeah, President Trump has said a lot of this. He's like, give the money to the people. And if you're looking at the healthcare system that was set up by the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare, in 2010, when you observe that, what it did was it soaked the insurance companies. The insurance companies became the center of our healthcare system. And boy, did that leave the consumer or the patient out in the cold. What happens to insurance companies? What are they going to be compelled to do if instead of the insurance company holding that fat check, I get the opportunity to say, okay, here's the money that I have for healthcare. Now I get to choose where to spend it.
Yeah, well, they're going to be compelled to come back to reality and to be more efficient. I think a perfect picture of what's been going on is there's a healthcare program called MediShare. I know there's Samaritan out there, and it's basically where households share each other's medical bills. But the CEO of MediShare makes under $200,000, where the CEOs of these insurance companies are making $3-5 million a year. I mean, that's a perfect picture of how ridiculous the insurance companies are, and they're not performing for the American people. We should not take the money that is intended to pay for people's health care and enrich them.
Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us right now, a congressional representative from Illinois' 15th district. We mourn with you the passing of your colleague out of California. That was, it seemed from where we sit, to be an unexpected event. Is that accurate?
Definitely. Completely unexpected and very sad. He was on the ag committee with me. He was kind of a gentle giant. He had a family farm of his own. He has four children. He was one of the first people that reached out to me in friendship from the ag committee, and I'm really going to miss him. And obviously now we're down to, I think, a one vote majority.
Yeah.
Very precarious situation, but I, as a Christian, I'm trusting in God. God, a lot of times, works with a remnant. So I'm staying positive. President Trump's positive. He's a courageous leader. And I think we're still going to get things done.
So Congresswoman Mary Miller with us, we're speaking about Representative, is it Doug LaMalfa? And there's a political side to that, of course. But for many of you, you work closely with him. He's a human being and likely a friend to many of you. And that is a really sad situation to go through. I think a lot of people, if they're in my seat, I'm not sure what your relationship is with Congressman Massey, but you kind of feel like the Republicans have this many votes, the Democrats have this many votes, and Thomas Massey seems to want to vote less with the Republicans than is helpful. How are you going to stick together as Republicans in 2026 with what you have to ensure that you're able to get things done and not waste time bickering about it so that you're limited in what you can get done?
Well, I think it would help if the American people reach out to their elected representatives and let them know what they are expecting out of them, including Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey votes with the Democrats more than he votes with us. Mm. So I won't be upset if he's gone. He doesn't help us.
Yeah. Do you see any of these issues, healthcare being one of them? There's a huge concern for Democrats enough to shut the government down and cause many federal workers to go unpaid, some of the best of the federal workers. Do you see any Democrats just peeking at what the Republicans are offering on healthcare and maybe signing on to help get something done?
They are nuts. Their policies are crazy.
Yeah.
And they're so anti-American. And like I said, it's way easier to destroy something than to build it up. And we are coming out of 4 years of destruction and disorder here and abroad caused by Joe Biden and everybody in the Democrat Party. They stuck together 100% in their destructive policies. And now President Trump and we in Congress, us Republicans, are working to rebuild. And I don't know. The Democrats are going to lose on their policy, I believe. I don't believe the American people are in any way embracing their ideas. They're still promoting the transgender issue for our youth, which is crazy.
So Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us right now. I know you only have a few more minutes with us, and we're very grateful for your time today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shift a little bit. We ask a poll question every day, and today's is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? I'm curious of your thoughts on the existence of fraud in the state of Illinois. You represent the 15th district in Illinois. How much fraud, if we wanted to look for it, how much fraud do you think we'd find in our own land of Lincoln?
I think it would be stunning, and I think the fact that J.B. Pritzker refuses to release the voter rolls, the SNAP rolls, the Medicaid rolls, he doesn't want us to uncover the layers of corruption and abuse of taxpayers that's going on in Illinois. I can't wait for it to happen. It will happen. We're going to put pressure on him. We control the purse, Congress does, and we are going to cut off the funding to any states that refuse to comply.
Do you think he's going to be, his hand will be forced? Do you think we will actually get answers in the state of Illinois as to where taxpayer dollars are going?
I think eventually his hand will be forced because he's going to want the money.
Will it be before November?
Hopefully.
It's an important time, Mary Miller. All right. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on with us. Last question before we let you go. What are you looking at in the state of Illinois as far as success to try to make a very, very blue state? Maybe even hopefully my outset is maybe we could make it even a little bit of a purple state. Is it possible?
Well, it is. If we get election integrity, it's the foundation of our republic and of the elections in Illinois. I want to remind people that President Trump got around 200,000 more votes than J.B. Pritzker did. We have the votes in Illinois. If people feel confident that their vote matters, I believe they'll come out and vote. So, like President Trump said, we got to pass the SAVE Act. We got to make sure people are citizens that are voting. And we're going to cut off funding to Illinois if they will not release their voter rolls.
Yeah, 100%. Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you for being with us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and Happy New Year.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. I never hear her when she's talking about, you know, can we save Illinois? The answer is always yes. But it's never like, oh, it's going to happen, which I appreciate because we don't need empty promises.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The uncovering, if Illinoisans, if Chicagoans, and yes, Chicago matters. I know there are people who are listening right now who want Chicago to separate from the state of Illinois. Even if that were to happen, it's not going to happen in a measurable way in our lifetime where it's going to benefit us the way you want it to benefit us. And if we were in a position to eliminate the corrupt individuals who are tanking, intentionally tanking our state government so it's their playground. If we were able to pull that out, I think we'd have a fair shake. I don't think that the Republicans that would be leading the state of Illinois would be the reddest, most conservative Republicans that had ever been. I don't think that we would be as a pro-life state like Missouri, but we might stop being like our number one tourist destination in the state of Illinois being the abortion capital of the country. Like, that's not the badge that we want to wear next to our prairie state garb. I think maybe we would have other things to offer people to come to the state of Illinois, as opposed to the fleeing U-Hauls that are constantly moving out of the state because it's not tenable here. If it can happen in Minnesota, if what is taking place in Minnesota can be replicated in Illinois and everywhere else, that's how... It's not going to be, yes, A, we need good candidates. Yes, people need to have someone to vote for rather than vote against. But when you start showing with detail, this is exactly what the corruption and the fraud looks like, which is what we're seeing in Minnesota. When you start seeing that for real, nobody looks at that and goes, well, I'm still for that party. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Because you've ripped out other people's pocketbooks and you've done it by giving them the finger on the way out. You tell them what you're doing, you steal their money, and you tell them to sit down and shut up and vote the party line. People are not going to do that. Does that mean that they're going to be MAGA? Nope. But they will stop supporting those corrupt individuals. But you have to get the truth out there. And I feel like we're closer to that than we ever have been. And Minnesota being the bellwether on a national stage where it's become a huge story where everyone's going, hey, can you give a look-see over here in the land of Lincoln and every state. I don't care how red you are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Missouri alike.
Because you know that it's happening everywhere. Because it's not just, oh, are you a Democrat? Oh, you must be doing it. It's possible that this is Republicans doing it at state levels. It's possible that there are people who pretend to be Republicans doing it because they know it's a Republican state and they're just going to do it anyway. It's this time last year we started talking about USAID. And that became a, oh, wow, this is really a thing. This is a big money laundering operation at the federal level. It's now a year later, and we're realizing, oh, it's not just individual random charities that are doing this. They are using full state governments to launder money. And that's what we're realizing now.
With the absolute turned eye, intentional ignorance, plausible deniability, whatever you want to call it, in place so that the right people can get soaked. What does Tim Walz get out of this? A job. A pathway to become, you know, potentially the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Become the VP. Go to the presidency. I mean, that's what Kamala Harris thought. Probably what J.D. Vance is thinking. Power, money, influence, whatever the thing is. Can't you see? If you've ever really, like, not, you know, you vote Republican because your family's always voted Republican. A lot of people think, well, I go to church, it's probably a Republican thing to do. Or I vote Democrat because my dad was a union laborer and I've stood on picket lines with my dad before. I have friends who have done that. I am sure that there are many of you listening who have done that. And after I say something like that on the air, I will get a half dozen messages from people who are like, Annie, the union members love Trump. And I'm like, I know. The leaders, now more than ever, don't despise him, didn't endorse the Democrats, but didn't endorse the Republicans. And I think the Republicans are like, you don't really need to endorse us. Like, I don't know. You don't endorse the Democrats. That is what we need from you. But you have a heritage in the type of politics that you ascribe to. Just like a lot of people, you're Catholic because your family's always been Catholic. And then for many of you, you've been confirmed. You've made the choice for yourself to stay as an active going, church going person. And yes, you're in the Catholic Church. Some of you get married and you decide to become a different faith walk, whatever. But you inherit a lot of these things. And then eventually you're challenged with, well, I've always done it this way, but is this the way I always need to do it? And this type of fraud situation is the thing that makes people go, okay, hold on a second. Stop. Say that to me again. What was going on? How did that take place? And you know, for a second, you wouldn't get away with a fraction of what you get to get away with if you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat in the system. If you've ever been curious about the epicenter of the difference between the left and the right. The right wants to shrink government so that it can't do to you what is being done to Minnesotan taxpayers, federal taxpayers, by way of handing over big government gets so large, gets so big that you wouldn't even know where to look first. It's too large. There are too many layers, and all of those layers require funding. The government doesn't make any money. The government only takes money. So if they take money, it better be for a really good darn reason. Like, I don't know, national security, bullets, boots, roads that you can drive to work and back home to your babies on safely. These are the type of things that your government dollars should be spent on. Not welfare for people who stay home and send their fake children to fake daycares, and then they buy mansions and they vote for Democrats and wash, rinse, repeat. That's where we are right now. Expose it all. YouTube live chat poll: is Minnesota the state with the worst fraud? Go vote. We'll be right back.